number's on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Sam Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob. What's up?
Tough week. A great game at that you guys played with New Hampshire on Saturday night. A heartbreaker, 27-24. Just give me your impressions of how your team performed and how tough is it to deal with another heartbreaker in conference play.
Well, first and foremost, the highlight of the weekend probably was, you know, getting a chance to see Sean and visit with him and, you know, see how good spirits he is and how he's battling, and was thrilled to do that. You know, he's a class act in this conference and thrilled to know that he's on the way to getting better. Second thing on the game, you know, it was obviously a heartbreaker again. But we put ourselves in those positions. I thought, you know, that, you know, we certainly, you know, did some things that, you know, put us in harm's way. You know, on defensively, we had some hard time in the run game, which was really not as much of a credit to New Hampshire as it was, you know, a misplay on the Ram defense part of things. But, you know, at the same time, when you look at the positives, be able to be 14 down in the fourth quarter, be able to get it back to tied would be, was, you know, very impressive, and some very impressive performances, particularly on the offensive side. You know, to let it get down there for the final field goal was one that, you know, will keep us all up for years and years, as it seems the season's gone. But now we got to find a way to get better. We've been living with this three more feet mentality, and that's what we got to do. We just got to keep grinding, and we will.
Got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Hillary.
Your question comes from Will Gagan with Independent Newspaper.
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Good, Will. How are you?
Good. Just wondering about kind of where the guys are mentally when, you know, like you say, had some positive signs, two really close games, but ultimately two tough losses.
Yeah, we'll find out tonight. You know, I saw him yesterday, and, you know, everybody, you know, you when you're a competitor and you lose, you lick your wounds a little bit, you know, but our guys have no quit in them. You know, the focus we have, you know, as we've proven on the field, you know, is we're going to fight to the last second. We got to find a way to be able to get that last second to turn our way. Certainly, you know, we've got plenty of experience in those tough losses, and, you know, we have to learn from past, you know, performances that you can't let last week beat the next week, which, you know, kind of happened last year when we went into Stony Brook after the Maine game. But, you know, our kids are resilient. They, you know, you're right there and have an opportunity, you know, with a couple of things, you know, you play a little bit better to be a 2-0 football team in conference, but we're not, you know. So the reality is we're an 0-3 team. You know, we've got two losses in conference. We've had faced quality opponents our first three football games, and we've got another one coming in town today. So we're back to work tonight and give 100% effort on focusing forward and getting ourselves prepared to be able to play our best football game.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim, we've talked several times about Vito Priori, one of the leaders in FCS in passing, but that drive to tie the game, 13 plays, 77 yards, the plays that he was able to make, not only on fourth down, the run where he really sold out to get that first down by inches, and then the pass play he made on fourth down to get you down close. As you just talk about his toughness, resilience, or whatever you want to call it on that final drive.
You know, it's been, you know, continuing growing each and every week. He continues to step up and make plays when we need it done. And, you know, he's got some guys that have gone up there and gotten the rock for him. So, I mean, I can't give anything but tremendous, you know, credit to Vito. I mean, particularly the scramble. I mean, that was something that, you know, it was probably unexpected for everybody, but he got himself, you know, 6 inches in front of that first down line and picked up the critical down. And then, obviously, you know, he sits back there, he's taking some hits, and, you know, keeps getting back up and, you know, throwing the ball where they're catchable. So, I mean, you know, I thought he was, you know, he's been very, very impressive. And, you know, each and every week I think he's made improvement, you know, and he's reacted, you know, to you know, criticism, not criticism, but, you know, like we all do, critical evaluations of performance, and he's addressed each and every one of those pieces and gotten better, and so we'll expect nothing other than, you know, continuing to improve his performance, which has been, you know, remarkable statistically, with the exception of the one that really matters, which is the win column, and I think that our whole team understands that.
You talked about the guys that he has that go get the rock, and nobody's doing it better than Aaron Parker. Another big game, 9 catches, 144. But Isaiah Coulter also career high, 10 catches in that game, 105 yards, touchdown, the big catch on that drive. How do you feel like he's able to complement and work with Aaron?
Well, he's a dynamic receiver in and of himself. I mean, Aaron gets a lot of attention, and this kid at the end of the day right now has, you know, a lot of natural gifts that are probably superior. You look at, you know, you talk about a game of inches. You know, Vito dropped a ball out there, you know, fourth quarter, and big post route, and it was an inch from being a 70-yard touchdown. I mean, and that's just the way the game goes sometimes, but, you know, had nothing to do with him. It's just, you know, just one inch a little bit to find a way to get that one. You know, it's a different outcome, but, you know, that's the game. You know, the kid's a phenomenal player. He's a complete package guy, works extremely hard, very important to him, and, you know, we've had knowledge all along, you know, that these games are just waiting to be had by him, and I think we'll continue to look at it with the addition of, you know, some other cats to get the ball to and make some things happen.
Defensively, you touched on some of the struggles that you've had against the run, but it looked like, you know, there were a lot of good things on defense, but it was the big plays that that really bit you in that game. As you've gone back and looked at it, do you see any reasons for how that happened?
Yeah, I mean, you scratch your head at times some of these things. I mean, you know, there just becomes a question, and, you know, you evaluate what you do on defense each and every week. Is it too much? Is it too little? I think we had a very straightforward game plan, and there was just a couple of situations that got up that we had mental errors, in which case people weren't in the proper gap, you know, under pressure. We had a pressure one time, and the run game gashed just for a good bit, and then, you know, the 181-yarder, which was backbreaking the first play of the second half, you know, was, you know, one where, you know, it was really, you know, one guy got out of a gap and should have had a player be able to at least step into that unoccupied gap and make the play, but did not make the tackle and then ran out on us. So, you know, those things are obviously concerns for us. And one of the things, if we're going to win a football game, has got to be eliminated from our repertoire, which, you know, was an emphasis, you know, after the first two football games. We had identified that as a problem, and unfortunately it continues to hit us. So we got to coach them better, and they got to play better.
Your team returns home on Saturday, and it doesn't get any easier. Stony Brook comes to town with a 3-1 record. Obviously, offensively, they've had a lot of changes, a lot of new faces back there, but still putting up plenty of numbers. I think over 600 yards last Saturday. What do you see differently in the way they are on offense with some of those new guys, and what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, you know, I think they're still a heavy-duty run-first football team. They've got a couple of quality backs, and they've got a big, solid offensive line and a good tight end, you know. And so, you know, that part is going to, you know, Chuck will schematically, you know, put you in a position that you've got to be on your P's and Q's, and you've got to be operating the right way to be able to make sure your integrity of your defense is sound at all times. You know, they do, you know, the difference probably is Tyquell, you know, Fields, the quarterback. He's got more athleticism back there than they had last year, so the read zone component becomes a bigger threat than it has been in the past. We got to be very, you know, aware of him and making sure we've got one to two bodies on him at all times. And, you know, their receivers are very solid. You know, they're an old school, you know, Oakland Raiders type team. You know, they're run it, and then when they throw it right now, it's going a significant distance, and they've been able to complete a number of those. And so, you know, we're going to have to build a very good, solid defense. We're going to have to put ourselves in the right positions and make plays on the football. So they're a very formidable challenge, as everybody is in this conference, and we got to be strapped up, ready to go.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.